Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 1st of November, and this is day one in this year's 2016, that is, Napopomo series of podcasts, which I'm doing for this year for the first time in quite some time. If you go back to yesterday's day zero episode, it'll go into a little bit of detail as to what it's about and what basically why I'm doing it. It is pretty much on the dot of 7 o'clock in the morning. I said I was going to do this in the morning because it kind of made more sense to do them in the morning than it did in the evening, because I have more time available to me first thing in the morning. That's basically the idea behind it. So today, I was going to try and live stream this on Periscope at the same time. I did a test about 5 minutes ago to see how everything was going to broadcast across, and I've absolutely failed on three devices to be able to play it back to see how it sounded. So maybe I'll try that one again later on this week. So today I wanted to do a little bit of an introduction to me. For those of you that don't know me, I would imagine a number of you do. But my notoriety within the tinterwebs is around podcasting. I've been podcasting since 2008, when I started a small podcast called The Bugcast, which you can find at thebugcast.org. Now, I started on my own. It was a thing I was doing. It was things I was doing. Basically in response to a couple of friends who were doing a podcast of their own. And I was like thinking, do you know what? I can do this. You know, this is something that I could do. So I sat down in my living room on a mild evening on, I can't remember what day it was, but it was in March of 2008, while the wife was down at the gym and the children were in bed. And I recorded episode one. Now, if you want a incredibly cringeworthy experience, go back and listen to episode one. It's quite repulsive, I have to say, in terms of my confidence, and also the audio quality was pretty dire as well. But the idea behind the podcast was to, initially the idea behind the podcast was basically to see if I could do it. And then after a while, it became more about what the podcast is now known for, which is music. So the podcast is all about the promotion of independent music and the exposure of independent music to those people that otherwise wouldn't have heard it. And as I say, we've been doing it now for well over 8 years. We're coming up for 8.5 years now. And, over 8.5 years, in fact. Yes. And in that time, we've recorded 430 plus episodes. And my lovely wife, Caroline, she actually joined me as a permanent co-host about 18 months into starting. So that would have been August of 2009. And it's, well, it's difficult for me to say this, but to be honest with you, the show has improved immensely since she joined, because it's all very well sitting here and waffling into a microphone. I know you're listening. I know you're listening to every word I say. However, when you're doing a show that's about an hour long and you're playing music and then you're talking about the music, the thing that I missed and the thing that I craved more than anything was interaction. And having Caroline as a full-time host of the show, we had that instant interaction, because she was there, giving me immediate feedback on the music and the things that we were talking about. And there have been a number of occasions, not too many, thankfully, where I have had to do the show on my own because of the children, or because Caroline's not been well, or because she's been away. And I don't like it. I don't like doing it. I don't like podcasting on my own. This is different. I'm happy doing this. But in terms of the main show, it's not something I particularly enjoy, podcasting on my own. Now, that having been said, there are actually a number of other podcast projects that that I'm involved in, some of which do involve solo podcasting. So one of them is, I've now done two episodes for Hacker Public Radio, and I intend to do more. I have a Google Sheet with a whole list of things I want to do Hacker Public Radio shows on. I've also produced a number of music shows for the Association of Music Podcasting, as has Caroline, and also for the Made in the UK show, which is on a little bit of a go slow at the moment, but there is full intention on kind of coming back with a bit of a vengeance. So if you're into music, and you're into music specifically from the UK, then the Made in the UK show is probably somewhere you should be going if you aren't already. So that's pretty much it for today. Just a little bit of an introduction as to who I am, where I've come from, in terms of of podcasting. I have no intention of stopping podcasting. It's something that I enjoy. And there is a very likely possibility that the wife and I, in fact, will be moving into local radio soon, which is quite an exciting prospect. So we shall see where that goes anyway. So that's pretty much it. I want to say thank you to everybody for listening. And if you've got any comments about this show and anything I've spoken about, then you can drop me an email to napodpomo@thelovebug.org. As I mentioned yesterday, I really want this to be a audience participation thing. So if you've got any questions you want to ask about me, about anything I've spoken about, or anything about anything really, then drop me a note and let me know. You can also leave a comment at the bottom of the website at thelovebug.org, and also if you're listening on Audioboom, you can leave a comment there as well. Thanks to Jeff Oster for allowing us to play his song Next as the theme tune. You can find out more about him at jeffoster.com. So that's it. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow.